Hey everybody, it's me. I'm just walking out here before work around, just enjoying the cool late summer night. Actually, the heat kind of broke earlier. It's not too bad out here right now. It's 9:12 Eastern Standard Time in the evening. And I had a migraine earlier today that was a real killer. But thankfully, I slept it off for the most part, and it just sort of eased itself away. By the time I got here to Reeves, it's pretty much gone, and now it's totally gone. I think the reason I had it was just exhaustion sometimes. A lot of people don't understand that when you deal with the public, especially when you're dealing in a very rushed, hurried sense, it could take a lot out of you mentally. And the last few years, I've really taken a toll mentally. And it's not been as bad as it was when my aunt was still around. A year living by myself kind of helped, but at the same time, you know, money-wise, I was struggling. Now I have a roommate, and financially, I'm sort of getting back on my feet a bit. The fact is, though, that I'm still rebuilding my strength. The years of taking care of my aunt, working two jobs, took a lot out of me. I don't think a lot of people will ever really understand just how bad that was. Not that I minded it, because I love my aunt like she was a second mom, which she basically was a second mom to me. But at the same time, the biggest mistake I made was I didn't put her in an assisted living facility and have somebody else professionally trained take care of her at least some of the time. At least where I could have some space to myself. I still had to work two jobs to keep myself up and to do what I had to do, but at least I would not have to worry about my aunt. Unfortunately, my sister thought that that was basically abandoning my aunt, which goes to show you how much my sister really knows me. I wouldn't have done that. And I shouldn't have listened to her. But, you know, it's one of those things you don't really understand it until it's over with. And now you look back and you realize the mistake that you made. Yeah. Right now, I really need this vacation coming up. If I could take it early, I would. I would do it in a heartbeat, because I'm really sick of people, for the most part, of working for people. Now, going to Dragon Con, I'm going to be in midst of a ton of people, but at least there, I'm my own person. I can do what I want and whatever. But the days between the beginning of my vacation and Dragon Con, I'm pretty much probably just going to stay at home and chill and write and watch some TV and maybe do a few things. Other than that, I don't know, might go off somewhere, I'm not sure yet. But to me, the last 5 years, ever since my mom found out she had cancer, has been hell. Some of it my fault, some of it not. We all make mistakes. And the fact is that I really have stretched myself so thin these last few years that I really need some me time. And I wish I would have won the freaking Powerball last week so I could just tell Walmart to go fuck themselves. You know. But I didn't, so I gotta pay my bills by working there until I find something better. Well, anyway, this is the end of this particular audio booth. Some more may come later on tonight. Good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours.